History hides its mysteries, yet mysteries demand to be solved. So writes author Chuck Crismeyer, who is a veteran attorney, a pastor, and president of Save America Ministries. Chuck's most recent book is called Messiah, Unveiling the Mystery of the Ages. This is Focal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and Chuck Crismeyer joins us now. Chuck, it's good to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Well, Jerry, it's my privilege.
Okay, so tell us about your new book called Messiah, Unveiling the Mysteries of the Ages, or the Mystery of the Ages.
Well, let's put it in context. As I've indicated right there on the outside of the book, we're living in a moment in time of which there is increasing messianic expectations around the world. And that is not just true among professing Christians, but it's true among Jews, it's true among Muslims, it's true in so many different areas that you would never believe had messianic expectations. And so in the book Messiah, Unveiling the Mystery of the Ages, we take a look at all of these various, or the majority of these various belief systems, and what they're actually looking for and anticipating in terms of a Messiah. And what we find is that there is a common thread that unites them all, that is, all except true followers of Jesus Christ, who truly believe in a coming Messiah. All others believe in one way or another that you are becoming the Messiah, and you will save the world or save yourself.
Well, your website is saveus.org or saveus.org. It's described as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. And here's what the website says, quote, Save America, that's your organization, Save America was established as a nonprofit ministry dedicated to rebuilding the foundations of America's faith and freedom, bringing a life-changing message of repentance, righteousness, and reconciliation to a nation in acute moral and spiritual distress. And you do that through broadcast and publishing media. Again, saveus.org. So how does Messiah, Unveiling the Mystery of the Ages, your new book, how does that help work towards the issue of saving America?
Well, the only hope for America is not a new election. It's not Republicans or Democrats, ultimately, or independents or any other political answer. The ultimate hope for America is returning to the expectation of Jesus, Yeshua, as Messiah, who alone is the Savior of the world and the hope of humankind. And unfortunately, over the past years, we have abandoned in this country the very concept of the fear of the Lord that once united the nation, and now we are increasingly fearing man. On the streets of America, in our schools, in our courts, we're fearing man. And the fear of man is a snare. Therefore, the only hope that we have is to restore the fear of the Lord in the land, which ultimately will lead us to a genuine and true expectation of Jesus as the coming Messiah. And because of that, we will then begin to conform our own ways, our own actions, our own words, our own attitudes to conform to that which Christ expects if we're to prepare the way of the Lord for his coming. In fact, the Apostle John said, whoever has that hope, that is the hope of the second coming in him, will purify himself as he is pure. Now, that's not often taught in our churches, but that's exactly what John, the beloved disciple, said. Whoever has this hope of the second coming will purify himself even as Christ is pure. In other words, we have got to reassess our own minds and hearts, beginning in God's own house in this country, if there is any hope for us to fulfill any concept of a nation that brings glory to God.
Okay, now all that said, it still needs to be pointed out. There are major differences between different candidates and, you know, where they stand in terms of godliness or anti-godliness. And so we shouldn't throw out all, you know, political discernment and just say, oh, it doesn't matter, they're all the same one way or another. I mean, you would agree with that, I'm sure.
I'm not sure what you just said, Jerry.
Oh, okay. Well, what I mean is that when you say that the real answer, you know, is a spiritual renewal and spiritual revival and a revival of God's people, yes, that's true. But there are genuine differences between some of the politicians who, let's say, for example, those who are pro-abortion versus those who cherish human life. Wouldn't you agree that politics does matter? It's just not the end-all be-all, that's all.
Well, that is true. That is exactly true. And that's why we face the conundrum every election period of selecting candidates that best represent the principles and attitudes and instructions that God gives us for our lives. Not any single person is perfect. And so all we can do is seek the best possible person, because, Jerry, if you were elected, you know that you would not be able to save America because you're not perfect. In fact, we had a situation that arose in this country a few years back in which the Christian Coalition that was formed by Pat Robertson had been led by a particular individual who left the leadership and went on to do his own thing. And so there were two gentlemen that were placed in that role to head up the Christian Coalition. And their names were Randy Tate and Dan O'Dell. And they formed the opinion, which was put in writing. And here it was. If we were to elect every elective office, fill every elective office in America with professing Christians, America will still not change. The only way America will really change is if the hearts of the people, we the people, change. And therein lies our problem. And that is something that has not been willing to be seen in our country. Rather, we have been continually looking for, shall we say, alternative messiahs to bring the final hope, the final deliverance, so that we can all have four chickens in every pot, five cars in every garage, and live happily ever after. And it just doesn't work that way. The only way that we're going to truly see change in America that we can believe in is by America returning back to the God who made and preserved us a nation.
All right, so we're about halfway done in this discussion. I want you to spend the rest of the time explaining how Jesus is the real hope for America, and not just America, but for Norway and Sweden and all the rest of the world.
Well, sure. For one thing, we need to put this in context, and that is that there are other pseudo-hopes for the world and for America. For instance, the rising hope right now in America and around the world is called globalism, or the new global world order, or a global government. The euphemistic form of that was brought about by Klaus Schwab, head of the World Economic Forum, called the Great Reset. Well, the Great Reset is just the energy or engine designed by humankind, globalists around the world, to bring about a new form of salvation. This will be the salvation of the world through engines of environmentalism and the spirit of globalism and a one world economy. And interestingly, the last three popes have all embraced and called for this new world order, a new global government, Pope Francis being the strongest. So those influences now have invaded America triple time since our 41st president, George Herbert Walker Bush, in 1990 declared before a joint session of Congress a new world order. He said it's in the birth pangs, it's being formed, and then 200 times after that during his administration, he voiced those words that had therefore never, ever been heard by an American president. Now they become normative. That is the current goal. And that is the expectation that almost one entire political party has for the future of America and the world. For that reason, they do not want God to be brought back into America, because that would unify the American people contrary to a new global order. Therefore, they are doing everything they can to defeat the very idea of God at the very foundation of our country, including denying that we had any serious Christian roots, and that the real thing that we need to pursue is unity. Well, God wants us to have unity, but on his agenda. So Jesus said, sanctify or set them apart according to thy truth. Thy word is truth. And then he says that they may be one, that the world may know that you have sent us. So, but we're ignoring the truth part of it. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man will come to the Father but through me. So if we have any hope to bring about a real change, a real revival in America, it has to start in God's house. Judgment begins at the house of God, and it will, the only way that we can see true change in our country is to restore the foundations of both faith and freedom as a voice, starting with the church and then declaring the greater vision for the nation. That's what I've been doing after the Lord talked to my heart in 1992, that I've been pleading the cause of men long enough, and I want you to please my cause in the land, doing exactly what we're doing. You launched a radio program 27 and a half years ago called Viewpoint, which airs across the country, around the world in 113 countries, and also can be heard on our website, saveus.org. So our books, including this latest book of my 10, Messiah, Unveiling the Mystery of the Ages, helps to unfold, Jerry, the real issues that people do not see. The majority of our pastors do not see what actually is happening around the world. They only look at things that are framed in political terms. They do not see the greater picture from, shall we say, a God viewpoint. They may have a world viewpoint, but they don't have a God viewpoint. And so we're missing some of the most important understanding that we can have. And push is coming to shove. We're nearing the end of this age. We're approaching the second coming. Many believe we're in that season, and therefore it's incumbent upon us, particularly those who purport to be Christian leaders, to seize this moment and to begin not just to try to regain some political perspective in the country, which is good. That's honorable, and we should do that, and we should do that certainly by voting and not pretending that somehow we're too sacrosanct to do that. On the other hand, that is not going to bring about the full change that we hope for. We dare not put our trust in men. We dare not put our trust in principles, princes. We must put our trust in the Lord and Him alone.
Okay, we have literally 40 seconds left. Saveus.org is your website. What do you want to say in conclusion?
Well, I just would hope that people would grab a hold of the book, Messiah, and they may want to take a look also at the website concerning my book just preceding this, Antichrist, How to Identify the Coming Imposter, and the book before that, King of the Mountain, The Eternal Epic and End Time Battle. These three books almost form like a trilogy to help God's people gain a perspective that most do not have to prepare the way of the Lord in their own lives. You see, America is a land of we the people, not a corporate thing. It is an individual thing, and we must respond individually if we have hope for the future.
All right, Chuck Christmeyer, thanks so much for being with us. All the best.
Well, thank you so much.